the moment thing. Very romantic. Look.
Oh, hello. What a surprise.
It's beautiful. It was my choice not to go. He would have supported it.
But you don't have to choose.
No, I have to. I want a home. I want a family. That's not something I'll sacrifice.
No one's asking you to sacrifice that, Joan. I just want you to understand that you can do both.
Do you think I'll wake up one morning and regret not being a lawyer?
Yes, I'm afraid that you will.
Not as much as I regret not having a family, not being there to raise them. I know exactly what I'm doing, and it doesn't make me any less smart. This must seem terrible to you.
I didn't say that. I...
Sure you did. You always do. You stand in class and tell us to look beyond the image, but you don't. To you, a housewife is someone who sold her soul for a center hall colonial. She has no depth, no intellect, no interests. You're the one who said I could do anything I wanted. This is what I want.
Congratulations. Be happy.
I think you say these things to provoke me. Does your father know that you speak this way?
Does your wife know you're here? Where might I find Charlie Stewart?
Charles Stewart, C-1744, but it's much too late now. You'll have to leave.
All right.
Please. No, gentlemen, I can't. Excuse me. You can't go up there.
There's no women allowed here in this dorm.
Can you please not interrupt me? Connie, what are you doing here?
I saw Big Teeth with Kevin Twill this afternoon looking pretty cozy, and I thought that maybe you two weren't.
Dating?
Yes.
I think so.
Thank you.
Hey, no girls in the door. Hey.
I know I've made mistakes. A ton. But I never make them twice. And it's perfect. Romantic, we stayed up all night talking.
You're late. What happened to Sunday brunch?
We stayed up all night, too. Not talking.
The psychoanalyst. Again.
Divine exhaustion.
He's married.
He's not married like you and Tommy are married.
What does that mean?
It means he and his wife don't speak the same language.
Spelled S-E-X.
Does he pay you? For sex? I mean, at the rate you're going, you could make a fortune.
Betty.
Everyone thinks so. Do you know what they say? They say you're a whore. Pretty soon, once they've all sampled you, they'll toss you aside like a used rag.
Betty, stop now!
The men you love don't even want you. Your father doesn't want you.
I'm gonna meet you downstairs.